free from the hive mind, this is Rex Bear, hosting Leap Project. The Leap Project was created to offer awareness and information not found in the mainstream news. With over 90% of the world's media controlled by only six enormous conglomerates, many people today are looking for more accurate information. The Leap Project offers a refreshing approach to the brain-drained media. Check back daily for new content as we thrive to bring you the cutting edge in news, current events, on-scene video footage, interviews, and most importantly, the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have special guest Marshall Masters.
I get into this extensively in my update video. You know, the first thing I did in my video, because I really felt it was important to talk about it, was that, remember in September of this year, we had CERN, the Pope's visit, and Blood Moon Tetrad?
Yes.
And, I mean, everything was at a fever pitch. Everybody was expecting something huge and momentous, and we knew what was going to happen. You know, I mean, this was just a stampede, and the elites are very good at doing this. And they stampeded a whole bunch of people into a whole lot of embarrassment. And that was the intention. They were very successful in it. And I can just see that there were probably a lot of folks that are new to the topic, particularly of the Christian faith, who got sucked into it. And, you know, the folks that start with the initial concerns, and what I point out in the video, it's the concerns are still legitimate, all right? But what the elites do when they're going to create a stampede is that they look for a concern that is date-driven, okay? And, or one that can be date-driven. And they know that nothing's going to happen on that event. That it's, you know, grapevine logic, whatever you want to call it. Well, what they do is when they see something like that, man, they turn the heat up on it. I mean, they amplify the dickens out of it, make sure it gets good search engine rankings and so forth. And then what happens is that they create this huge viral buzz. And people are speculating and worrying and pontificating. And then what happens? Boom, you got a non-event. And now everybody that's been talking to their family and their friends and their coworkers about, ooh, this is going to happen. Ooh, that's going to happen. Ooh, this is going to happen. Nothing happens. And they're listening to their all these people they've been telling this to going, well, there you go again, you know. Chicken littles, the sky is falling. Man, you're stupid. And what happens? Well, from the elite standpoint, it's absolutely perfect. Because you've broken their spirit. When you break their spirit, it doesn't matter what their concerns are. They're not going to do anything about it. That's it. And so what I saw in September was, it was a non-event stampede, and it was the most ambitious I have seen. And we've been monitoring this, these non-event stampedes, for many years. The first one we monitored was 2002, actually 2001 and 2002, and then going into 2003 with Nancy Leader of Zeta Talk and Mark Hazelwood. And they created a horrible non-event. That was a real panic. It was a really sad time. We had a lot of people writing us for information and, you know, should I sell my home? Should I flee to the hills? And we weren't seeing anything in the science that supported what Leader and Hazelwood were saying. And sure enough, you know, it turned into a non-event. Interest collapsed. And a lot of people walked away from the topic. And so this is how the elites do it. They did that with 2003 with Nancy Leader of Zeta Talk and Mark Hazelwood, author of Blindsided. Then they did it again in 2011 with Comet Elenin. And, they created this big, super hype scandal with Comet Elenin. And, we did report on it. And my real goal was to try and help people find a way to navigate through it without being stirred up unnecessarily. And that event caused a crush. Interestingly enough, the Mayan calendar, December 21, 2012, and when we were doing that, and this is one of the things I put in the video, was that I was interviewed in August of 2012 by National Geographic, and they asked me, is there a direct link between Planet X and the Mayan calendar? And I said, nah, I don't see any direct link. It's coincidental. Well, in retrospect, the answer was right at the time, but it was also wrong, very wrong. In fact, there was a huge, massive direct correlation between Planet X and the Mayan calendar. The Mayans were looking for a harbinger sign. In other words, when are things going to start getting bad? And they were looking for a particular celestial alignment to tell them that. And the end of their calendar meant that you would have the beginning of a new calendar, which is also going to be a very painful process. Well, we went back and we reviewed all the data post December 21, 2012, because before that date, the only empirical data that we had was entertainment profits. And boy, those were some impressive numbers, I'm here to tell you. But there was no science. There was nothing substantive. However, after December 21, 2012, and we started looking at the trends up into 2015, and what we saw was, in terms of earthquakes and in terms of large meteorite sightings, it was astronomical. It just went off the charts. Boom. It wasn't a little bump. I mean, it was like, it was just kind of moving along statistically, slowly increasing. And then all of a sudden, it's like somebody lit a fire under this thing. And that was it. It was a three-stage rocket taking off statistically. So there was a very clear and unquestionable connection. But the problem with the harbinger is if you don't recognize it for a harbinger, it's useless to you. Completely, utterly useless. So think back after December 21, 2012. How many people said, I need to plan and prepare? And how many people said, I'm not going to do that. It's a waste of time. See the point?
Right.
And so this was what the elites did, and they wanted to do it. Now, we're seeing observations and sightings, and what's going to happen is these are going to start coming more frequently towards the end of this year, definitely into next year. And when the system, Planet X system, really becomes noticed worldwide on a pretty vast scale, it's going to appear in the sky most likely as looking like a red comet. It's going to have a red tail. And now, stop and think about this. Let's think this through together. Okay, Rex?
I'm here. Let's do it.
All right. I want you to assume that you are an elite and your goal is to make sure that you have the largest possible dieback of the human species in the history of humanity. Okay? Can you be that bad a bad guy?
Let's do it.
Oh, I love a guy with a sense of adventure. All right. Now, the vast majority of humanity lives where?
On the coast.
Bingo. In the United States, of that vast majority that lives on the coast, most of whom are of what faith?
Christian.
Right again. All right. Now, if you have all of those, and here's something, let me just tell a little joke because it's in this, it's on my site, knowledgemountain.org. We're starting a church, and it's really for helping other churches to implement survival plans for their communities. And that's our real goal. That's our mission. But in there, I tell this joke, and I go, there's this little Christian church, and everybody's there on Sunday morning, and they're praying, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a big F5 tornado slams into the church. All 300 people are killed, immediately wind up in heaven. And they get up into heaven, and St. Peter is looking at them, and they're looking at St. Peter, and St. Peter's just really just got this kind of confused look on his face, and the pastor walks up and says, is there any problem with us coming into heaven? They said, no, you're all coming in. The problem, Pastor, is that, well, right now we have a construction shortage going on, and I just can't fit you in right now. He says, let me see what I can work out. So he picks up, goes to his desk, and there's a red phone, and that red phone connects to another red phone down in hell. And the devil picks up, and Pete goes, hey, Meph, this is Pete. Yeah, Pete, what's the deal? Well, listen, I need your help with something. I'll owe you for this. I've got 300 Christians here died in a tornado, came out of nowhere, and I can't put them up right now, but 3 days from now, I'll be able to take care of them. Can I send them down to you for just 3 days, and you'll send them right back up? And Mephistopheles says, well, sure. You know, let's just call it professional courtesy. So he goes and explains, Peter goes and explains it to the pastor, and the pastor is not terribly happy about this arrangement, but decides, well, okay, let's try and be flexible here. And so then the 300 are sent down to hell for their 3-day temporary stay, and Pete goes back to working on getting new housing for him, and everything seems to be going fine, except the next day the red phone rings. St. Peter picks up, and it's the devil, and he's really mad. He's just totally, totally upset, and he's going, deal's off. St. Peter goes, what do you mean? He said, well, this is the first day they were here. They're complaining about the heat. Been there, done that, you know, so what? But today, they started off with a fundraiser in the morning, and now they're doing putting out contract requests to air condition the whole place. I'm talking the whole place. That's it. Deal over. I'm sending them back to you. Now, the moral of the story is Christians have a very good track record when it comes to organizing, mobilizing, taking action. Has nothing to do with their faith. Has everything to do with their ability to organize. And so if they are organizing, they are going to become very disruptive of your plans, especially if they are living along the coastline. Now, you're playing the nasty elite in this. Does that make sense to you? So now you know that if all of these Christians living along the coastline get spooked, these folks can organize quickly, bust a move, and that's it. All of your plans of death and destruction and global slavery and domination are really going to be challenged, right?
Right.
Okay. So the best way to keep them from doing it is to lull them into procrastination. How does that sound?
That's kind of what they've been doing for over a decade.
Right, right. And so what they're going to do is when Planet X shows up, and it's going to look like a comet with a red tail, and they're going to say, it's a comet with a red tail. You know, obvious is good. And then they're going to say things like, well, it's just going to pass by harmlessly. It's going to be an interesting light show, but it's like Comet, Hale Bopp, or Halley's Comet, and these other comets. It's just going to pass by, all right? And what do you think people are going to do when they're told that?
Oh, okay. It'll be fine.
There you go. And so they're going to procrastinate, right?
Right.
They're going to keep their... It's just, they're just going to literally go and take a whole bunch of crazy glue and nail themselves to the floor. All right? And there's nothing better in the world, if you're malevolent, than a target that holds still. All right? So now you've got them all on the first pass, and they're doing that. And the reason why they're doing that, that is, you haven't had the major natural cataclysms that are going to be a result of this object coming close and subsequent problems. Now, that's going to hold it. The next thing you're going to do, you know, of course, you're going to have folks like Cable News Network, America's own Pravda News Network. They're going to be, you know, spewing out the corporate line, keeping people locked into the coastlines in procrastination. And then they're, you know, going to have government spokesmen who know better. But then they're going to pull out folks from the conspiracy side of things. That way it looks fair and balanced. Trust me, you're not going to see me. The last person they would put on the air is someone like me, because I tell the truth. All right? They're going to put on people who are going to come up with really great cock and bull conspiracy theories that either take you down a rabbit hole or lead you right back to what the corporate line is. All right. So bottom line is, they're going to keep you distracted with all kinds of lies and nonsense. And what are people going to do while they're being distracted by lies and nonsense?
They continue to do what they do.
Procrastinate.
Exactly.
Which means if they're procrastinating, what is it they're not doing?
Getting prepared.
Bada boom. All right. Now let's go to the next stage. They're going to have natural events start to happen. Earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, all kinds of things start happening that are getting people jittery. And what are they going to do? Now, here's where you know you probably can push the game for one more cycle, all right? But keep in mind, by that time, that's all you need is just one more cycle, right?
Well, and so, let me jump in here real quick, Marshall, because I got to ask you, with, you know, we talked about chemtrails a minute ago, and the way that this planet is just being completely... stripped of all of its resources, and as if these giant corporations have no, you know, care for tomorrow. They're just caring about the now. Do you think that the powers that be, the super elite, or, you know, the whoever it is, these handful of people that control the world, do you think that they know the date or the approximate time that this, you know, Nibiru, this destroyer, this planet's going to come back? So they can so they're gonna just like, okay, well, it's gonna happen anyway, so we're just gonna trash this place and just usurp up as much as we can, so when it happens, we'll be protected and we don't care about these other guys. They're just gonna get us what we need anyway.
They're going to want you what they want you to do is just stay where you're at. Okay? They don't want people to plan, they don't want them to prepare, they don't want them to organize, they don't want them to do that. Because inevitably what they want to see is a reduction of the population down to about 10% of what it currently is. You've ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones?
Yeah, the 500 million, no more than 500 million. That's the very first of the commandments.
That's right. And does it tell us how we get there?
It doesn't.
Isn't that an interesting thought?
Well, it makes you wonder. It could be, you know, natural causes. It could be something that they want to happen. But you know what's interesting? I'm glad you brought up the Georgia Guidestones, because there's, if you read the all of the commandments or all of the rules, most of them make really good sense. But then the one at the very first one, you know, when you've got almost 7 billion people on the planet, it's like, wow, that's pretty harsh. But I mean, what do you think about the other things that it says? Maybe not all of them, but some of them seem pretty reasonable and logical. Would you agree with that or disagree?
They appear reasonable and logical. And the way I see it right now is that the goal of the elites is to ensure the maximum dieback of the species. And I'm sad to say they've already won. They've won that round. It's going to happen. Okay? And there's nothing we could do or say on this show or in this program or that I could do or say that's going to change that outcome.
Why is that?
Because the die is already cast. You have too many people who are, you know, being very, very well manipulated, and they're just going down the garden path. So it's, you know, it's a fait accompli. They have already won with regards to this. Now, if they've already won, then why do I give a darn? Logical question. Because what this is really about is freedom for our species. That's why I always say I'm in it for the species. And there is going to come a time in this whole tribulation cycle where there's going to be an incredible opportunity for humanity to shake the shackles, to get out of the shackles of slavery once and